Share a topic, peace like a river for mutual encouragement.
今天想以这个平安如江河来互相的勉励。
We all admire, we all want to have peace.
我们每个人都想要得到平安。
But this world is not very peaceful.
但是这个世界却不是那么的平安。
Externally, there are a lot of conflicts and war.
在外在我们知道世界上很多的战争。
And in between human being, relationships sometimes are very tense.
然后人与人之间的关系有时候也会很紧张。
And within the heart of a human being, sometimes there are a lot of stress and also problems.
就算在人的内心，还是有很多的一些挣扎，还有很多的问题。
So even though people can spend money to buy whatever they want materially,
也许有些人他们有很多钱可以买他们任何所想要的东西。
But peace is not available in the market.
但是在市场上我们买不到平安。
So who can give us peace?
谁能够给我们真正的平安呢
？The Bible tells us only God can give us peace.
圣经上告诉我们说，就神才能够给我们平安。
Not only a little bit of peace.
并不是一点点的平安而已。
But rather is a lot of peace will be flowing like rivers.
那平安是像江河一样那么多。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66.
我们现在一起翻开以赛亚书的第66章
，verse 12，
第十二节。
Isaiah 66, verse 12.
以赛亚书第66章第十二节
66 verse 12
以赛亚书的第66章第十二节耶和华如此说我要使平安延及地好像江河使列国的荣耀延及地如同涨溢的河你们要从中享受你们必蒙抱住嫩盘摇弄在其上
Here tell us the Lord says
这里告诉我们说主耶和华如此说
make peace extend flow like rivers
他说我要使平安延及地好像江河
what is the characteristic of river, or of river?
那江河的性质是怎样的呢
every time I travel from Toronto to Montreal
每次当我去从多伦多开车到蒙特诺的时候
I still remember the scenery
我都会看到路上的景象
Actually, it's very boring. It's just land.
其实路上也挺无聊的，因为它只是很大的一块地。
When we leave Toronto, we saw the lake.
当我们离开多伦多的时候，我们会看到一条河。
But afterward, it's a long drive in the land. Not much to see in between.
但是在之后很长一段时间，路上都只是一片土地而已。
But when we approach Montreal,
这是当我快到蒙特诺蒙特利尔的时候。
The first time I went there, passing in the bridge.
但我记得当我第一次去那里经过条河的时候
Wow, I saw big waters.
我看到那条河是非常的大
I was asking, is that an ocean?
我问那是不是海洋呢
And people told me it's St. Lawrence River.
但他们告诉我它这是一个 Lawrence 的一条河
St. Lawrence River is the most famous river in Canada, we can say.
这个 St. Lawrence 这条河是加拿大最出名的一条河
I was standing on the shore, I thought I'm in the ocean.
但是当我站在河边的时候，感觉那像一个海洋一样。
Because you never see the other side sometimes.
因为你看不到河的对另一边。
But the river never stop.
是那个河是一直都在流。
Even though sometimes in winter it's frozen.
虽然在冬天的时候它会结冰。
But undercurrent still flowing.
但是在河的底下，它还是水还是在一直的流。
The river will never run out of water.
那河流呢？它水也流不完。
So the Bible used this to describe if you have peace in God, it'll be just like a river.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，如果我们有从神那边来的平安，我们就会像河水一样。
It's unlimited.
因为那个水是无止境的。
Constant supply.
是一直会流给我们。
It's very deep.
那水是非常的深。
It can nourish the both sides of the river.
它可以滋润河的每一边。
So today we need peace like a river.
所以今天我们需要像江河一样的平安。
But why people don't have peace?
是为什么今天人们还是没有平安呢
？Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
我们看一下以赛亚书的第57章
，verse 20，
第二十节。
The book of Isaiah 57, verse 20.
我们看一下以赛亚书第57章的第二十节。
To 21.
到二十一节，以赛亚书第57章第20-21节，唯独恶人好像翻腾的海，不得平静，其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。我的神说，恶人必不得平安。
Here compare two kinds of water.
这里来把两种河水来做比较。
First is ocean.
第一是海洋。
Of course, when you look at ocean, it's different than rivers.
当然我们看到海洋的时候，它是和一般的河流是不一样的。
Ocean can be very rough.
海洋可以是非常的翻腾。
Sometimes the wave just like 10 feet or a few story height.
有时候海浪可以达到10尺高。
And sometimes tsunami comes, it's very terrible.
有时候甚至会造成海啸。
If you look at the shore, sometimes the sea, the wave keep striking the rock and the foam, the water become white and it's not very beautiful to look at.
有时候当我们看到海岸边的海浪越来越高的时候, 其实也不是那么的好看。
它打那些泡泡啊。它会激起一些
泡泡也不是那么好看。
To describe that human heart.
这是用来解释人的心。
If you have sin in your heart,
如果我们在我们的心里有罪的话,
your heart is just like up and down the wave, never ending, never stop.
我们的心就像那个海浪一样, 一直上上下下, 永不会停下来。
That's why verse 21 said, then for evil, they will have no peace.
所以第21节就告诉我们说, 恶人必不得平安。
So what is the reason that makes people not peaceful in their heart?
所以到底是什么使人在心里没有平安呢?
Not because they are lacking of material.
并不是他们在物质上缺乏什么。
Not because of lack of money.
也不是他们缺乏钱。
Not because of no job or no house.
也不是因为他们没有工作, 没有房子。
People with lacking of peace is because their relationship with God is not good.
当一个人心里缺乏平安, 是因为他们与神的关系之间并不是那么的好。
They've done something which is not pleasing in God's eyes.
他们可能做一些神眼中看为正的事。
They're living in sin.
他们活在罪恶当中。
And of course, their heart, the conscience is not peaceful.
当然他们的心就不会有平安。
Sometimes we think about ourselves.
有时候当我们想想自己。
If we do something is not right.
如果我们做了一些
Sometimes we sleep on the bed. Sometimes this thing will come back to us.
当我们躺在床上的时候, 这件事就会, 回想在我们的头脑当中。
You think, what have I done?
我们想说我们到底做了什么?
So that's why in this world, people are under the control of sin.
所以在这个世界当中, 很多人活在罪恶之下。
That's why they have no peace.
所以他们 造成他们心中没有平安。
So if you want peace,
所以当如果我们想要平安,
if you want your hearts to be peaceful from now on like a river,
如果我们想从今以后, 我们的心像江河那样有平安,
this is one thing we have to deal with.
那我们有一件, 事我们要做,
we have to deal with the sin in our heart.
我们要, 就是要对付我们心中的罪恶。
Of course, sometimes we don't have big sins. We don't kill people, we don't murder, we don't do adultery, we don't commit all those big sins.
当然很多时候我们没有犯那些大罪, 像杀人放火或者奸淫之类的。
But sometimes we really look at deep in our hearts, what is inside?
是如果我们仔细地查看我们的心, 我们看我们心的罪里面的话,
let's look at what Isaiah told the people of Israelites.
我们现在看一下以赛亚怎样对当时的,
Let's look at chapter 57.
我们看一下第57章。
Isaiah 57 verse 15.
以赛亚书第57章的第15节。
57 verse 15.
以赛亚书第57章第15节。 因为那至高至善永远长存, 名为圣者的如此说, 我住在至高至圣的所在, 也与心灵 痛悔谦卑的人同居, 要使谦卑人的灵苏醒, 也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Here tell us, the Lord live with those who have contrite heart and a humble spirit.
这里告诉我们说, 我们的神, 他与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
If we are not walking in God's path,
如果我们没有走在神的路上,
our heart is not peaceful.
我们的心就不会有平安。
Sometimes look at brothers and sisters who are close to God.
我们有时候看上一些那些, 与神关系很好的弟兄姐妹,
they're always smiling, they're always happy in their face.
他们总是那样的高兴, 脸上总是带着笑容。
They always come to church, they always serve God.
他们总是来到教会, 总是来服侍神。
Even though they live a simple life, but they're happy.
虽然他们的生活可能很简单, 但是他们却过得非常的高兴。
Sometimes you met someone who hasn't come to church for a long time, or they're very far from God.
我们也看到一些, 兄弟姐妹们, 他们来教会很长时间, 但是他们离神还是那么的远。
Come on, look at their face.
就看看他们的脸。
You saw them on the streets, or you bump into them in other places.
有时候, 可能你在, 街上, 不小心撞到他们。
Sometimes look at their face, so sad.
你看到他们脸，觉得他们为什么那么的难过
？So much burden.
他们有很多的重担。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because inside there may be sin.
可能在他们心里可能有些罪。
David, when he was close to God,
当大卫他与神很亲近的时候
，he was very peaceful.
他是那么的有平安的。
Even though he was a shepherd boy, he was peaceful.
虽然他是个牧羊的人，但是他心里却很平安。
Even he was a young man, he fight Goliath. He's never afraid.
虽然他只是个少年，但是他与哥利亚打仗的时候，他却没有感到惧怕。
By faith, he feared nothing. He overcome even Goliath.
靠着信心，大卫他胜过哥利亚。
But when David became king,
就是当大卫成为国王之后
，there was one time he made a mistake.
有一次他犯了一次错误。
He took other people's wife.
他娶了别人老婆的妻子。
He committed adultery.
他犯了奸淫。
From that moment, he has no peace.
从那之后，他就没有平安。
Inside, a lot of struggle.
在他的心里他有很多的挣扎
Family has a lot of struggle.
他的家里也有很多的挣扎
And that's why he lacked peace.
所以他那以后就缺少了平安
So if you want peace like a river,
所以如果我们想要有江河一样的平安
We have to really examine our life.
我们就要仔细的来查看我们自己的生活
Is there any sin, any thought, or anything which is not right in God's eye hidden in our life?
我们是不是在我们的想法平常的行为当中有些什么在神面前也犯一些错误呢
God like holy place.
我们知道神他喜欢圣洁的居所
If your heart is holy,
如果我们的心是圣洁的
God is with you.
那神就会与我们同在
If God is with you, you are peaceful.
那如果神与我们同在我们就有平安
God is God like humble places.
我们知道神他喜欢谦卑的地方
If your heart is humble,
如果我们的心是谦卑的
Holy Spirit will fill you.
那我们的圣灵就会充满我们
Your heart is very peaceful.
我们的心就会非常的平安。
No one can annoy you or make you angry or make you sad.
没有人能够使我们的心感到烦恼。
So we have to really examine our life.
所以我们要真的要仔细的来检查我们的生活。
If you want peace like a river,
如果我们想要有江河一样的平安
，you need to deal with your sin, your inner heart.
我们就要对付我们心中的一些罪恶。
The Bible describes what is in our heart or what is in our church to be like.
圣经上告诉我们说我们的心是怎样子的
Let's read chapter 65
我们读一下第56章65章
65 verse 25
65章的第25节
Isaiah 65 verse 25
以赛亚书的第65章第25节
Let's read from verse 17 65 verse 17
我们读17节十七节，看了我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念
，verse 18，
也不再被追想。你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。
Here talks about God will create a new heaven and new earth.
这里告诉我们说，神他要造新天新地。
Sometimes you may ask, what is the new heaven and new earth?
有时候我们可能会想说，这新天新地是指什么呢
？Of course, in the future, the kingdom of heaven is new heaven and new earth.
当然，我们知道以后我们天国那个国度是新天新地。
But we don't have to wait that long to have new heaven and new earth.
这是其实我们不需要等那么久来得到这个新天新地。
The new heaven and new earth could be in our hearts today.
因为这个新天新地。也可能就是在我们的心里。
If your heart change,
如果我们的心改变
，your attitude change,
我们的态度改变
，your mindset change,
我们的想法改变
，it's a new heaven and new earth,
那就是新天新地了。
And then if your heart change,
如果我们的心改了
，your marriage will be a new heaven and new earth,
我们的婚姻生活可能就是一片新天新地的。
Your family will be a new heaven and new earth,
我们的家庭也可能就是新天新地。
Your church will be new heaven and new earth,
我们的教会也就是新天新地的。
So what is the characteristic of new heaven and new earth?
所以这个新天新地，新天新地有哪些特质呢
？In one word, is peace.
用一个字来讲，那就是平安。
Verse 25,
第二十五节。豹男必与羊羔同食，狮子必与草，必吃草与牛一样。尘土必作蛇的食物，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。这是耶和华说的。
Here is to describe in the new heaven and new earth, all kind of animals live peacefully together.
这里 描述的是一个新天新地的景象，就是所有的动物都在一起和睦的同居。
When God created the world, all the animals live peacefully together.
当神刚开始造天地万物的时候，所有的动物是一起和睦同居的。
After human being commit sin,
只是当人类犯罪之后
，things change.
那所有的事情都改变了。
Animal and human, we are not living in peace.
那人类与动物之间就不再和平共处。
Even between the animals, they are not living in peace.
就算动物之间，他们也没有一些很和谐的。
There's only one time in history that animal live in peace.
但是人类在历史上曾经有一次都是和睦共处的。
Is during the time of Noah.
那就是在挪亚的时代。
When all the animals on the land pair, each pair, when they live in the ark for 1 year almost.
当所有一对的动物住在挪亚方舟里一年的时候，他们都是
Then God make them very peaceful.
神使他们非常的之间非常的和睦。
Of course, there are lions there, there are sheep there, there are cattle there, there are sheep there.
那里当然有狮子，有公羊，有山羊。
But God make a miracle happen.
但是神使这个神迹发生。
During that period, all the animals lock up in an enclosed space for 1 year.
那所有的动物都关在一个地方一年之久。
First, they don't attack each other.
第一，他们没有互相的来攻击。
If you look at the zoo today, what you need is a lot of cages, right? You cannot keep lion and pigs together, otherwise it will become their lunch.
今天呢，在我们动物园，我们看到很多的东西，就是一个笼子，因为我们要把狮子和大象，如果狮子和猪放在一起的话，那猪就成了狮子的午餐了。
But in the Noah's Ark, there's no cage.
是在挪亚方舟里面并没有笼子。
Because God made them peaceful.
因为神使他们非常的和睦。
God made the lion doesn't like eating meat anymore.
神使那个狮子不再喜欢吃猪肉。
During that 1 year in the ark, almost.
在那个方舟里差不多有一年之久。
They don't eat meat.
他们并没有来吃肉。
Because where did Noah get their meat?
因为挪亚根本没有地方可以拿到。
Because all the animals for keeping, nobody will, they cannot feed the lion with another animal.
因为所有的动物都要保留下来，都根本没有肉。
So during that year, during the time in the Noah Ark, the animal, the character, they change.
所以在那挪亚那洪水一年之久，所有的这些动物的性格都得到很多改变。
That is to prefiguration about the true church.
那这个就是真教会的预表。
Because we know the ark represents a true church.
因为我们知道说这个方舟预表的教会。
After you come to the ark.
当我们来到方舟之内。
After you hear the truth.
当我们听到真理之后。
After you receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们得到圣灵之后。
We are supposed to change.
我们你应当要改变。
Holy Spirit will transform our character.
因为我们知道说圣灵他会改变我们的性格。
Maybe you used to be as fierce as a lion.
也许你曾经跟狮子一样的勇猛。
When you open mouth, you attack people.
当你张开嘴巴的时候，你就会 就要攻击人。
You don't care anything.
你什么也不在乎。
You're a lion.
你像狮子一样。
But in the church, you cannot be lion.
就是在教会里，你不可以像狮子一样。
You cannot say, "Oh no, my character is like this."
你不能说哦，这就是我的性格。
If you keep your character, you have no peace.
如果你保持那样的性格，那你就不会有平安。
If you want peace, you must change.
如果你要平安的话，那你就要改变。
Maybe you were like a lion.
也许你曾经像狮子一样。
But now, because of Christ, wow, you become like a humble, like a sheep.
但是由于基督的缘故，你变成像个小绵羊。
Maybe you are crook, you are very calculative, like a hyena.很计较的，很小气的，
maybe,
很奸诈的、好像那个刁狼一样的。
也许你曾经很会计算。
Maybe this is our original character.
也许我们以前是这样子的。
But because of Christ,
这是因为基督的缘故。
Because of Holy Spirit,
因为圣灵的缘故。
God can change you.
神会改变我们。
You can even live together with small animals and not devour them.
我们也能够与一些很小的动物生活在一起，也不会想去伤害他们。
That is totally God Christ changed our character.
这是因为主耶稣他能够改变我们的个性。
Because you are changed, you are not your old self anymore.
因为我们改变，我们就不再是原来旧的自己。
That's why you have peace.
我们因此就会得到平安。
That's why you say even lion eat grass like a cow.
所以这里说狮子像牛一样吃草。
Even the snake don't bite people, they eat dust.
就是蛇在这里，它也是吃尘土而已，它并没有不咬人。
So who is hyena?
谁是豹？
刁狼。
刁狼。
Who is lion?
谁是狮子呢?
Who is snake?
谁是这个蛇呢?
Our old character.
就是我们旧的一些个性。
In the holy mountain.
在圣山上。
God need to change us.
神要改变我们。
And if you are willing to be changed,
如果我们愿意接受改变的话,
peace will be like a river flowing in your life.
让我们, 就会有江河般的平安涌在我们的心里。
That is very easy.
生活是非常简单的。
That is very easy. 这个是很简单的。
这个是很简单的。
If you are willing to do it, it's very easy.
如果我们想要的话, 是非常简单的。
Because it's all up to you.
因为这全在乎你。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 66.
我们看回来, 以赛亚书的第66章,
verse 10.
第10节。
Isaiah 66, verse 10.
以赛亚书第66章的第10节。 第10节, 你们要爱慕耶路撒冷的, 都要与他一同欢喜快乐, 你们为他悲哀的, 都要与他一同乐善加乐。
Here tell us another way that we can enjoy peace like a river.
这里告诉我们另外一个方法, 让我们可以有江河一样的平安。
Here tell us, you have to love Jerusalem.
这里告诉我们说, 我们要爱慕耶路撒冷。
If you love Jerusalem,
如果我们爱慕耶路撒冷,
you'll be joy upon joy.
我们就会乐善加乐。
And verse 11 tells us, peace will be like a river flowing in your heart.
第11节告诉我们说, 我们心中就会有活水的江河。
Why sometimes people are not having peace in their heart?
为什么有些人他们心中, 没有, 平安呢?
Because they love the wrong thing.
是因为他们爱错的东西。
Talk about love.
当我们讲到爱的时候,
of course, love is a very special topic, right?
我们知道说, 爱, 这个东西是个非常特别的,
if you love the right person,
如果我们爱对的一个人,
then you have peace in your heart.
然后我们心中就会有平安。
For example, you are married.
打个比方就是如果你要结婚,
you love your wife.
你爱你的妻子,
you love your husband.
你爱你的丈夫,
of course, you're always at peaceful.
那当然, 你们就之间就会有平安。
Because you love the right person.
因为你爱对的人,
he or she will give you security, give you peace in your heart.
你的配偶就会使你得到平安。
But if you love something outside your marriage,
就是如果你,
someone,
你爱你, 外面,
婚姻之外的一个人, if you love someone you are not supposed to love,
你不应该爱的那个人,
even you have relationships secretly, but your heart will always be nervous, you're not having peace.
你可能在外面偷偷的, 有一段感情, 但是你的心里, 就不会得到平安。
So we have to love the right thing.
所以我们要做正确的事情。
我们要爱对的事情。
我们要爱对的事情。
You have to love God.
我们要爱神。
We shouldn't love the world.
我们不应该爱这个世界。
If you love the world,
如果我们爱这个世界,
you have no peace.
我们就不会有平安。
Let's turn to 1 John.
我们看一下约翰一书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 15.
第15节。
1 John 2:15.
约翰一书的第二章的第15节。
1 John 2:15.
约翰一书的第二章第15节。 不要爱世界和世界上的事, 人若爱世界, 爱父的心就不在他里面。
He tells us two kinds of love.
这里告诉我们有两种爱。
If you love the world,
如果我们爱世界,
you cannot love the Father.
我们就不能爱我们的父。
If you love God, you will not love the world.
如果我们爱神, 我们就不会爱这个世界。
If you love the world, you will not love God.
如果我们爱世界, 我们就不会爱神了。
You cannot love both.
我们不能两个都爱。
Just like if you love your spouse, you will not love another opposite sex.
就算如果比如说我们如果爱我们的配偶的话, 我们就不会爱其他的异性。
If your heart already loving someone else,
因为我们的心已经爱那个人了。
Then you're no more loving your wife or husband. Then you're no more loving your wife or your husband.
如果你不再爱你的配偶了。
So this is very simple.
所以这非常简单。
We can only love one side.
我们只可以爱一个人。Here
the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
do not love the world.
我们不要爱这世界,
and the things in the world.
还有世界上的事。
We are living in the world.
我们, 活在这个世界上。
But do you love the world?
是我们爱这个世界吗?
What do you mean love the world?
那爱世界是什么意思呢?
Your heart is occupied by the world.
我们的心, 被这个世界上的东西占据了。
If you love someone, every day and night you think about that person.
如果我们爱一个人的话, 我们的心每天都会想着那个人。
If you love that person, you really want more from that person.
我们会一直的想要从那个人身上得到更多。
If you love that person, sometimes you'll be controlled by that person.
说我们爱一个人的话，我们就会被那个人所控制。
Is he is happy? Wow, you are happy.
啊，如果他那个人高兴的话，我们就高兴。
Is he sad? You are sad.
啊，如果他伤心的话，我们也跟着伤心。
If you love the world,
如果我们爱世界的话
，your heart always thinking about the world.
那我们的心就会一直跟着想着这世界。
Wow, what is the world?
那世界是指什么呢
？Verse 16,
第十六节
，the lust of the flesh.
就是肉体的情欲
，lust of the eyes.
眼目的情欲
the pride of the life.
还有今生的骄傲
So basically it's everything the world can offer
那这基本上就是世界上所能够给予的
So we have to be careful
所以我们要小心
Yes, we have to work
是的我们要工作
We need money
我们需要钱
We want a career
我们是想要一份很好的职业
But make sure we don't love money
是我们要确定说我们并没有贪那些钱去爱那些钱
What does it mean you love money?
什么是贪爱那些钱呢
？You think money is more than God？
如果我们觉得钱比神更重要
，That is you love money。
那我们就是爱那些钱的。
So the Bible tells us, do not love the world。
所以圣经上告诉我们说，我们不要爱这个世界。
If you love the world, you have no peace。
因为如果我们爱世界的话，我们就不会有平安。
For example, if you really like watching TV，
打个比方，就是如果你非常喜欢看电视
，You watch a few hours every day。
你每天花几个小时在看
？Maybe at the beginning it's very funny。
也许在开头的话觉得很好玩
But actually after a while your mind is not peaceful You're watching all this junk
但是过了一段时间你可能就觉得不会那么高兴你觉得看的都是一些垃圾
Because those occupy your heart is not peaceful
因为那些东西占据了你的心你的心就不会有平安
If you love watching TV or going online too many hours you will not love reading the Bible
如果你喜欢看电视很喜欢上网的话那你的心就不会喜欢看圣经、
oh.On the other hand, if you really enjoy reading the Bible,
另外一方面，如果你很喜欢读圣经
，you have not much interest about the world.
那你就对这世界上就不会很有兴趣。
So our hearts, if you want to be peaceful,
所以如果我们的心想要有平安
，we should love Jerusalem.
我们要爱耶路撒冷。
We should put God at the center, focus in our life.
我们要把神放在我们生命的中心。
Yes, everybody's life is busy.
是的，每个人。我们的生活都很忙碌。
Young people have studies.
那年轻人他们都要读书。
Adults have jobs.
成年人他们都有工作。
Sister have family to take care.
那女性他们都有家庭要照顾。
But our center of focus, our love in this life should be Jesus.
但是我们生命的中心要围绕着我们的主耶稣。
If we do this, then our heart is very peaceful.
如果我们能够这样做的话，我们的心就会很有。很多的平安。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 54.
我们看回来以赛亚书的第54章。
Isaiah 54 verse 13.
以赛亚书第54章的第13节。
Isaiah 54 verse 13.
以赛亚书第54章的第13节。你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训，你的儿女必大享平安。
We all love our children.
我们都很爱我们的儿女。
That's why we give them good education.
所以我们都会为他们提供很好的教育。
Sometimes I look at some parents really at the evening, right? Where are they sending the children?
有时候看看那些家长，他们晚上把小孩子送到哪里去了呢
？Different classes.
他们都去很多的课程。
But if you really love your children,
但是如果我们真的爱我们的儿女
，You tell them the teaching of the Lord.
我们就要让教导他们神的教训
And then they will have peace in their whole life.
之后他们在他们的人生道路当中他们就会有平安
So bring your children for evening service is very important.
我们要把我们的儿女带到晚间的聚会是非常重要的
Of course, once a week Sabbath will come.
当然每星期的安息日我们都会来
But evening service.
这是晚间的聚会
Or at night time Bible story or you teach them about Bible.
或者在晚间的时候，我们有没有教我们儿女圣经的故事呢
？That is the way to have peace.
这也是一种得到平安的方法。
Isaiah 48,
以赛亚书第四十八章
，verse 18,
第十八节。
Isaiah 48, verse 18,
以赛亚书第四十八章的第十八节，第十八节。圣愿你素来听从我的命令，你的平安就如江水，你的公义就如海浪。
Here it was. If you listen, God said, I really wish that you listen to my command.
这里神说我圣愿你听从我的命令
your peace will be like a river.
你的平安就会如 江河
So it's very, very straightforward teaching.
所以这个教导是很简单的
If you want peace in your life,
如果我们在生活当中想要得到平安
just follow what is said in the word of God.
那我们就跟从神的话语
Don't just listen.
不要只是听而已
Don't just think I know.
不要只是说我知道
Do it.
我们要去做它
Live it out.
我们要把活出
That is the only way to attain peace.
我们要把它活出来 这就是我们可以得到平安的方法
Sometimes you think our heart is not that peaceful.
有时候我们觉得心里没有那么多的平安
Maybe we are not really living up to God's word.
也许我们在我们的生命当中并没有活出神的话语
So that's why we have to really want peace like a river.
所以我们要得到这个平安河水的平安
That river is very precious
这个河水是非常的宝贵的
Let's look at Psalm chapter 46
我们看一下诗篇的第47篇
Psalm 46
诗篇46篇
Verse 4
第四节
Psalm 46 verse 4
诗篇第46篇的第四节有一道河这河的分叉使神的城欢喜这城就是至高者居住的圣所
He has tell us there will be a river running from the city of God running through the city of God
这里告诉我们说一条河会在神的城中 流过
Of course when there's a city they need water
当然城每座城都需要有河水
So the water is very important
水是非常重要的
No water, no life
如果没有水的话就没有生命
What is that water?
那这水代表什么呢
That water is the Holy Spirit.
这个水就代表圣灵
The city of God is the true church.
那神的神的城就是教会
We in the true church, why we can have peace?
我们在真教会我们为什么可以得到
Why when we have trouble, when we pray, we have peace?
为什么当我们遇到困难的时候当我们祷告就会有平安呢
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有这个圣灵
Holy Spirit is just like the peace, the river of peace running through our hearts.
圣灵就会像这个活水的江河流涌在我们的心中。
Your heart no more empty.
那我们的心就不会再空虚了。
Your heart no more dry.
我们心就不再是干燥的。
Because it has the living water.
因为我们有这个活水在我们心中。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
我们看一下约翰福音的第七章。
Verse 37.
第四十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音第七章的第四十七节 37节节期的末日就是最大之日耶稣站着高声说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝 38节信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来
39节
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的那时还没有吃下圣灵来因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀
Jesus stand up and cry out loud
这里主耶稣 站着高声说
If anyone is thirsty
如果任何人渴了
Who is thirsty?
谁渴了呢
You are thirsty
我你是渴的
I am thirsty
我是渴的
Spirit is thirsty
我们的灵是渴的
If you always think I'm so bored, you're thirsty
如果我们觉得很无聊的话我们渴的
You ask children, right? Why they always say it's boring? Actually, it's not boring, but their heart is empty
为什么很多小孩觉得很无聊呢其实是因为他们的心里很空虚
Not only young children, but many adults, right? They feel very bored
不仅仅是小孩子甚至一些年轻人他们也觉得很空虚
That's why in the off time or the holiday everybody is trying to go vacation
所以当有假日的时候每个人都想要去度假
Or buy new things
或者去买新的东西
Or go party
或去 party
Because life is very dry, very boring
因为他们觉得人生是非常的空虚
Work, work, work
每天都是上班
And they get old
然后慢慢的变老
So people are very unhappy
所以人都很觉得不高兴。
So the only thing people can make themselves happy.
所以那生活变得有乐趣一点。
Eat and drink.
他们就又吃又喝。
Vacation.
然后去度假。
Buy clothes, electronics.
然后买一些电子产品，买衣服。
Yeah, because that can keep people happy for a short time.
因为那些东西可以使人暂时的得到一些快乐。
But those things cannot satisfy our hearts.
是这些东西并不能满足我们的心。
Because you're thirsty, you need water.
因为我们渴的话，我们需要的是水。
So what do you need?
所以我们需要什么呢？
Jesus said you don't have to go out to find what you need.
耶稣这里告诉我们说，我们不要去外面去找。
What you need is from inside.
因为我们所需要的是在我们的内心。
First, you must believe.
第一，我们要相信。
Verse 38, believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
第三十八节告诉我们说，我们要信主耶稣。
Believe what the Bible say.
信圣经讲的话。
And then from your tummy, from your belly, you'll be casting out the living water.
然后从我们的腹中就有活水的江河。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
Describe it when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，
we speak in tongue.
我们用灵言来讲话。
Holy Spirit filled us.
圣灵充满我们。
So refreshing.
我们就会感到很清爽。
So satisfying.
我们就会感到很满足。
Because Jesus is using this to describe Holy Spirit.
主耶稣就是用 这段来描述圣经。
So where's the river of peace?
那活水的江河在哪里呢？
It's not in other places.
并不是在其他的地方。
It's not in the end of the world.
不是等到世界的末了。
Where is the river of peace?
那这个平安的江河在哪里呢？
It's in your heart.
是在我们的心里。
If you're willing to spend more time every day to pray,
我们愿意每天多花时间来祷告。
The river will gushing out more.
那这个活水的江河就会更多的涌出来。
The more you pray, the bigger this river.
我们祷告的越多，这江河就越大。
This river become more powerful.
这个江河就越有力量。
Wash away your worries, your stress, your trouble.
就会洗净我们的忧虑，我们的疼痛。
Your bitterness.
我们的苦。
Your disappointment.
我们的失望。
Your hopelessness.
我们的绝望。
It wash away everything.
它会洗净我们所有的。
Cleanse.
会清净。洁净我们。
Because this river is very powerful.
因为这个江河是非常有能力的。
But sometimes we are not using this river powerfully.
但是我们有时候并没有真正的来用这些江河。
We have the Holy Spirit, but we don't pray at home.
我们有圣灵，但是我们在家里不祷告。
We speak in tongue, but only superficially. We don't pray deep.
我们可能表面上有圣灵，但是我们没有很深入的来祷告。
So we wasted having this most wonderful river, but we wasted.
虽然我们有这个江河，但是我们浪费掉。
This river is just so small.
因为那个江河是那么的小。
Because you don't let it run.
因为我们没有让它继续的流动。
We have to let it run.
我们要让它流动。
Pray more.
我们要更多来祷告。
Let the Holy Spirit fill us.
那圣灵来充满我们。
This is the river of peace.
这个就是江河的平安。
Never ending.
平安的江河。它是永远不尽的。
Will change your life forever.
它会永远的改变我们的生活。
So are you willing to want this river of peace?
所以我们想要这个江河的平安吗？
It's all up to you.
是在乎你。
If you really determine every day I must pray at home.
如果你真的下定决心每天要来祷告。
You say, I'm so busy.
你可能说我每天那么的忙。
When I go home, I'm so tired.
我回到家我是非常的累。
But if you are so busy, why you call me still turn on computer?
但是如果你那么累的话，你为什么还是打开你的电脑呢？
If you're busy, you're tired, why you go home, you still open your TV?
为什么你那么累，你还是每天晚上打开电视呢？
If you have time for TV, you have time for internet, then you have time for prayer.
如果你有时间上网，有时间看电视，那你就有时间来祷告。
If you have time to relax, you have time for prayer.
如果你有时间来放松自己，你就有时间来祷告。
So we have to let this river run.
所以我们要让这个江河流出来。
Holy Spirit will change us.
圣灵就会改变我们。
You have peace forevermore.
那我们就会永远有这个平安。
Revelation.
我们看一下启示录。
21.
启示录的第21章。
Revelation 21.
启示录的第二十一章。
Verse 1.
的第一节。启示录第二十一章的第一节。
22, 我看见 sorry, 22 verse 1. Sorry, but 22 verse 1.
对不起，启示录第二十二章的第一节。第一节，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶。从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。第二节，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
This river make a big change to wherever it flows.
这个河给周遭的都带来
wherever the river is, wherever is life.
无论这个河流到哪里，那里就有生命。
Tree of life.
生命
bear fruits,
它长很多的树
leaves for healing,
然后那个树叶也可以用来医治呢。
This is the river of peace.
这个就是 平安如江河。
Let's sing hymn 163.
我们现在只唱诗第一百。